여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 17회를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택할 포장지를 고르시오.
You made a great choice, sir.
Thank you. Can you gift wrap it, please?
Sure. We have different kinds of wrapping paper. What type would you like?
I don't know what to choose. How about the one with flowers?
That's okay, but I think heart patterns are prettier.
Is there a mix of flowers and hearts then? Only one pattern looks a little too simple.
Sorry, we don't have. But we have flowers and stars here, and hearts and chocolates over there.
That's good. My daughter likes stars, and she'll like this one.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Gina. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. What's up?
Do you have some time this evening?
Yes, I'm free from 6 o'clock. Why?
You know, I missed math class yesterday.
Yeah, you had a cold and stayed home, didn't you?
Right. I wonder if you help me catch up on math.
Oh, sure. I have basketball practice until 5:30. Call me around 6 o'clock.
Okay, I will. Thanks for helping.
3번 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. What are you making?
I'm cooking pizza for dinner. We have guests tonight.
2. What is your favorite food?
Pizza. I love it.
3. How did you like the pizza?
It was great. I'll never forget the taste.
4. Do you deliver?
Yes, we do. Your address and phone number, please.
5. Can I speak to the manager, please?
Sorry, but he's on another line.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 외출할 때 신을 신발을 고르시오.
When you go out, be careful, my dear. It's slippery out there.
Slippery? Was there a snowfall or something?
Yeah, it snowed overnight. Look out the window.
Oh, I should start early to make it on time.
I think you should change your shoes.
Don't tell me you want me to wear climbing boots, Mom.
Why not? They'll keep you safe on the icy road.
Come on, Mom. I'm wearing a dress suit.
Then you want to be in leather shoes and keep falling down.
All right, I'll change my clothes and do what you say.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dave, how many hours do you work a day?
It depends. I work day and night.
Really? You must be very tired.
Sometimes, but I'm proud of my job.
You must be. A lot of people can do their work thanks to you.
Yeah, you'll never know how many people are using my programs.
Do you make online games too?
No, I don't. I only design programs for offices, like companies, hospitals, and schools.
Don't work too much. I hope you stay fit and healthy.
Thanks, I will.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, my name is Sam Fairbanks. I had a reservation.
Just a second. I'm sorry, your name is not on the list.
What are you talking about? I called last week and reserved for tonight.
Sorry, sir, but the computer has no record.
This is nonsense. Then give me a room, please.
I'm really sorry, sir. Rooms for tonight are all booked.
My goodness. Then is there another hotel nearby?
I'm afraid not, sir. The nearest one is 15 kilometers away.
Oh my God.
7번. 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
1. I'm going downtown. Can you give me a ride?
No problem. Get in.
2. I'd like to use this computer if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. I'll use it.
3. Eddie is one of the funniest guys in the country.
You can say that again.
4. I gain too much weight these days.
Why don't you go on a diet?
5. I have a problem. Could you give me a hand?
Sure. What is it?
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 아르바이트를 그만둔 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susie, have you ever had a part-time job?
Yes, I once have when I was in high school.
You did? What did you do?
I was a server at a fancy restaurant, but I quit after 2 months.
Why? You were not paid well, were you?
Not really. I just couldn't work late every day because I had to get up early to go to school.
I understand that. I don't think I could work like that more than 2 days.
What about you? Have you ever worked part-time?
Never. But this summer I'd like to babysit. I love babies.
Sounds like a great idea. You will be a perfect babysitter.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Where are you going, Dave?
I'm going downtown, Mom. Rita and I are going shopping together.
Rita? She must be your new friend. What's she like?
She likes sports and she belongs to our school's hockey team.
That's terrific. Where are you going to meet her, by the way?
In front of the Sky Mall. She needs to buy some clothes.
I'm driving out to my office now. Do you need a ride?
Oh, sure. Thanks, Mom.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Why is this store so crowded?
Maybe there's a big sale.
Let's see what they have in here. Oh, I like this jacket.
It looks good on you. How much is it?
It's $100, but it is now discounted to $50.
Wow, that's a good price. Are other jackets on sale too?
Yes, but only this kind is 50% off, and all the other ones are only 30% off.
So, are you going to buy this one?
Yeah, I'll buy two. One for me and one for my brother.
11번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
You don't look okay.
My back is killing me.
Go in and get some rest. You've been bent over too long.
Yeah, I think I should. I had to pull out the weeds.
Don't worry about them.
I just don't want to see them grow all over the flowers.
You're right, but I don't want to see you go to the doctor either.
All right, I know what you mean, honey.
12번 다음을 듣고 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm your student president. I'm going to invite all of you to the campus concert tonight. As you know, a lot of students have worked hard on the event for a long time. Let me tell you about the program. First, there will be an orchestra performance. Next, you'll see a b-boy dance by five of our fellow students. After that, a girl will put on a magic show. Lastly, our school band will play some rock music. Don't miss the chance to enjoy the wonderful evening. Thank you.
What is this table for, Julian?
I made up my mind to check what I eat.
You are on a diet, right?
Well, kind of.
So, what did you have this morning?
I had a bowl of rice, 8 grams of kimchi, and 100 grams of pork.
Let's see. That's 310 kilocalories plus 20 kilocalories plus 180 kilocalories. It's 510 kilocalories in total.
Right. I ate noodles, and they are the food with the highest calories here.
I'm not going to eat cheeseburgers for lunch. A 100-gram cheeseburger has more calories than one bowl of rice. This is a kind of container. Normally, it is made of aluminum or other metals like tin and steel. It has round tops and bottoms, which are the same size, so it looks like a cylinder. This is used to store food or cold drinks. Anything stored in this lasts for a long time, without going bad, because there's no air in it. This is one of the most recycled materials, so you should throw this to the recycling bin after use.
15번 대화를 듣고 남자에 관한 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jimmy. Where are you headed?
Hi. I'm going to the tennis court. I just started taking tennis lessons.
I didn't know you liked sports.
Actually, I still don't. And I would spend my time in nice restaurants rather than in the tennis court. But I made up my mind to lose weight.
Good for you. And working out will make you feel much better.
I hope so. What's more, I already made a lot of friends here too. I even met a movie star.
Wow, sounds great. Who is he?
You know Harrison Coyle, who played in the lead of the movie Apollo 9?
Sure I do. I'm a big fan of him. So you're learning from the same coach?
That's right.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자가 책을 받아볼 수 있는 날짜를 고르시오.
Are you done with your book?
Almost. Now I'm exhausted.
When are you supposed to finish?
The 15th of June. I'll give you a copy with my autograph on it when it's released.
Oh, thank you. When is the book going to be available?
First of all, the publishing company will correct any mistakes and errors, which will take 20 days.
And the cover should be designed then, right?
Yeah. After that, it will take 15 days to print the book, and then you can get one.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 여자가 맥스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Max graduated from high school this month. He wants to drive a car, but doesn't have his driver's license yet. In order to drive, he has to pass the driving test. He goes to the driving academy to learn how to drive. At the information desk, a female clerk gives Max a sheet of paper and wants him to write down information, such as his name, address, and phone number. In this situation, what would the woman say to Max?
18번 대화를 듣고 상황을 가장 잘 표현한 속담을 고르시오.
Would you turn down the volume?
Why? Don't you like this song?
Maybe you do, but I don't.
You don't like the singer, do you?
Not at all. Actually, I like this song, but I don't like his voice.
That's interesting. When I hear him sing, I feel full of energy.
Really? His voice makes me uneasy.
No two people have the same tastes.
You're right. We don't have to agree on everything.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
Do you know what happened to me a few days ago?
No. What happened?
I woke up at 7:35 in the morning.
Oh no. You didn't have time to get ready, did you?
No, I didn't. So I jumped into my clothes, skipped breakfast, and ran all the way to school.
Did you make it to school on time?
Fortunately, the school is quite close. I think I arrived there at 8. But there was one problem I'd never thought of.
What was that?
No one was there. I was the only student at school.
20번
Would you give me a wake-up call at 6 tomorrow morning?
No problem. But why do you want to get up so early? Tomorrow is Saturday, isn't it?
It's my mum's birthday. I'm going to surprise her by preparing breakfast, but I'm not sure if I can get up early.
Don't you have an alarm clock?
Of course I do. But it is useless because I just turn it off and fall right back to sleep.
I understand that. Okay, I won't forget to call you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Nancy. Ah, one more thing. Could you come to my place and sing to my mum?
Do you mean it? Are you kidding?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 17회를 모두 마칩니다.